Coming to the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault, Willow Bray. Willow Bray is the duo of Andrea Stern and Laura McKenzie on traditional wind-powered instruments and voice. A wonderful mix of traditional Irish and Scottish songs, plus the spark and excitement of quick-paced dance tunes. They're joined by top-notch dancers from Rinka na Cree Irish Dance. These step dancers will captivate your heart with the joys of the season through their jigs, reels, and hornpipes. A true celebration of St. Patrick's Day. Saturday, March 17th, 7:30 at the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault. Art Zany, radio for the imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, radio for the imagination.
Good morning. This is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. Thank you for waking up your imagination with us here on Art Zany Radio. We're going to celebrate some great creating and stories today. I want to start off telling you about this little sign that I have. It's in my nightstand, and I see it every time I wake up in the morning and go to bed. It says, "There's always a reason to dance." Because I truly believe that. I love, it's sort of like when you go to bed, you get to do a little extra happy dance no matter what happened in the day, because there is a reason to dance. You've got to find it. And in the morning, I get a chance to sort of start the day and listen to that, whatever rhythm is happening in my brain. I like that. And so I think there's a emotion that moves through us all. And you really got to listen, but it's always there. And so I definitely believe in dance, because there's never enough dance in our lives. And I've always admired those folks that can dance and tell stories and bring emotion to life through dance. It's such a joy to watch a dancer move through their positions and make connections and draw us into that space. I really love watching that motion. So there is always a chance to bring dance back into your life each day. So let's get ready and go. Today we are talking with folks from Arcadia Charter School, Bob Gregory Bjorklund and Sherry Setchell, as well as students Sam Wilmot and Quentin Olson. And joining us also via phone is Matthew Janachowski. I probably completely got that wrong. Let's bring Matthew in. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning. It's a hard name.
Yes, it is a hard name. So help us out.
Matthew Janjeski.
Janjeski. Okay. I completely goofed that up. So
that's okay.
I'll blame everyone here in the studio, because we were making fun of names, or they were trying to tell me what their names were not, so that I would have all these letters floating in my head, as we were getting ready to prepare. But you are you're the artistic director of, Arena Dance, and Arena Dance is going to be doing a performance tonight at Arcadia. It's March 16th at 7 p.m., and that's out on Cannon Road, 1719. And so, folks, we want to get you to put that on your calendar for this evening. And let's start off with some introductions. Maybe you want to start out, Matt. How do you bring dance to your day?
Oh, it is a part of my life constantly, actually. So, I love that story that you shared. And I truly believe that everyone is a dancer as well, and bringing that to light every day is so important. I think, and language for me is dance, so words tend to escape me, but getting to move comes very naturally to me. Dancing is incredibly important to me every day.
And that's part of what you're bringing to Arcadia. And I think I'll start over here with Sherry, and have Sherry do an introduction of herself and how you bring dance. I know you do a lot of dance every day, but we'll go ahead and go around and have everybody tell us a little bit about your dance life.
My name is Sherry Setchell, and right now I am representing the fact that I teach dance at Arcadia, one of my many jobs. I feel like I'm here for a different job every time. And I just bring dance into my life every day in every way, and I agree with Matthew. I think everybody is a dancer. I think when you wake up in the morning, you take that first breath, that's your first dance of the day. And I spend a lot of time dancing in my kitchen all the time, so I'm really glad that the people who live behind me don't have binoculars.
You don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
And Bob, I'm very anxious to hear this.
Hi, Paula.
How you bring dance into your day.
Well, I'm Bob. Gregory Bjorklund, and I'm the arts coordinator, and I teach at Arcadia. So just there's that background. And I hi, Matthew, by the way.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Hi. Good to hear you again. And so I have been more in an organizational piece for getting all of this going. On our refrigerator, we have, I don't know if it's a magnet or just a piece of paper that says, if you can walk, you can dance. If you can talk, you can sing. I like that a lot. And I've always been in my life more of that, the singing place. But I need to constantly remind myself, and Sherry will tell you this, that if I can walk, I can dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that, I bet you're better than
I have stolen some of Bob's moves.
Whoa. Matthew, you didn't know that. Whoa. I need to keep that in my brain. So I can always, and I always want to support dance and everything that people are going to see tonight. But I need to remember that, yeah, I can walk, I can dance, I can move.
That's a beautiful phrase. Yeah, I haven't heard that, but and I'm sort of pausing at the if you can talk, you can sing, because that makes me, well, that maybe is another show.
You don't even need to be able to walk to dance.
Well, good point.
That's true, right? Because you can.
I worked with a lot of people at Laura Baker and people with all. Yeah, and it's awesome. I love it.
There's different ways of showing our movement and showing, as Matthew said, our language.
And we're opening up to that idea more and more. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Let's get the students in. We'd love to hear little introductions from Quentin and Sam. Go ahead, Quentin. I'll have you be first and tell us a little about yourself and what your how you bring dance to your day.
Okay. I'm Quentin, and I haven't been going to Arcadia for very long, and I just started dancing in a dance class this year, but throughout my entire life I've kind of been dancing because my mom was a dancer, and she did Dance Line. And what we're doing is a little bit different than that, I've been dancing my whole life, and I dance in my room a lot, and yeah.
I think that's a great thing. I think everybody should find that space where they just can feel whatever it is they're feeling, make their body say whatever it needs to say. Pretty exciting. And Sam is also here. Thank you. Welcome back again.
Hi, I'm Sam. I've been going to Arcadia Charter School since middle school, and I started taking dance class there when I got into high school.
Are you a junior or a senior now?
I am a junior.
Okay, good. We get to have you for one more year.
Yes. We won't let him graduate.
Oh, okay.
just so I'll be there longer. Sam, just so you know ahead of time.
Say no to graduation. I bring dance into my day. Whenever I hear a song, I'll move a bit, even if I'm out and about. I mean, I won't move as much if I'm in, say, a store with a song that I enjoy, but I'll still, like, snap or move a bit. I like moving to the beat. It's fun.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And so I think you can see everybody has a different way of, and I think that, you know, like Matthew and Sherry have both said, everybody can be a dancer, and it's a possibility for everyone. And I'd love to hear, Matthew, from you about this Main Street project that, is that what you're bringing tonight to the performance, and give us a little history of how you got connected with Arcadia.
Yeah, so the Main Street Project, the inspiration of the work came to me. I'm from a small town, Round Lake, Illinois. My parents live in the house that I grew up in still, and I visit them. And I just was starting to get the sense of the community was so different, or my memory of it is so different. And I started also, I worked or lived in a small condo and worked in my four walls and discovered that I could just work with my computer and not see another human being for a day or two even sometimes. And it started making me wonder about community and about kind of the race of just getting work done and getting from point A to point B and not seeing nature around us, not you know, making eye contact or saying good morning to someone. So that's where the inspiration came from, and just wondering if Main Street still exists, which I have to say Northfield, of all places, is like historic Main Street, exactly what it looks like. But Main Street is bigger than the concept of the street itself. It's the community around it, which again, Northfield, I just think really exemplifies that. And so we were commissioned by Saints, I always mess up the order here, it's University of St. Catherine, St. John's, no, College of St. Catherine, not Catherine, oh my goodness. College of St. Benedict, St. John's University, there we go. Sorry. In 2012, we were commissioned for this work, and we received national funding to do the research and do a bunch of intergenerational outreach programs. And we've toured it across the country, and we have returned back to Minnesota with this work. And Northfield Arcadia Charter School is the first tour that we've had of it now in a few years. And it's so great. Arcadia has worked with Bobby Maher on other projects with other artists. And they bring in amazing artists to that school to work with the students. And we're lucky to be one of them right now.
Yeah, and so Bob, from your perspective, you have had some incredible guest artist residencies.
Yeah, well, we have a history of doing arts residencies, and Matthew and Arena Dances are the most recent one, but we go back to having Dessa in. This was early enough in her career that she was able to make time to come down and work with us. Joel Koala and the Flying Foot Forum, Ragamala, which is an Indian dance company up in the cities, that was in conjunction with Carlton. Let's see, Joe, who am I missing? Chris Koza and Rogue Valley. We're in just a couple years ago. We have our residency set up for next year already. You guys didn't know that. A group called We Are the Willows, and they'll be coming down and we'll be creating together. And so this is something we do, something we've built, and something that we continue to do. And it's wonderful for our students. We have about a quarter of our students who are in some way involved in this residency.
Yeah, and Sherry, you tell us about how you're working with the students and dance and arena dances.
We've been working on a lot of what they've worked on with Matthew in class. It's been very guided by the students, actually. Matthew's brought in a lot of wonderful stuff for them to work on, and so we've just been kind of refining it as a group. We've had a lot of snow days, so I haven't seen them as much as I was hoping. But so I've actually been stepping way back during this process.
Yeah, and for the students, tell us what the experience is like to be able to. I know, Sam, you've been dancing for a long time, so what are some of the things that you're learning as you have this experience of being with Matthew and the arena dancers?
So the way we're dancing for this, at least the student involvement, has been very open to the students. So Matthew's done a great job of guiding us, and he will help direct us, but then there's a lot of flexibility for example, a big part of what the high school dancers are doing is involving writing our name with parts of our body. And it's your name, so what the movements you're making are personal to you, and you can choose what part of your body you move, and then what plane you're writing your name on, and how much you travel while doing this, and, you know, shape, tempo, and all these things. And then we've gotten together in groups of three, the high school dancers have, and now you've been practicing all, like, three of us writing our name at the same time. Well, not quite at the same time, but in the same space, and sometimes simultaneously, sometimes not, but just to try and keep us all interconnected while writing our names. So it has been directed by that, but because of the flexibility we got, it's been a bit different than other dance experiences I've had.
Yeah, and I saw that, that was one of the instructions that you were given, and I didn't even know where to begin. But I think the quote that I read in the newspaper article in Northfield News was about giving enough direction and guidance, but enough space as well. And so for you, Matthew, how do you balance that, working with the students who come from all different levels of dance experience?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, I'm a highly collaborative choreographer. I want the dancers to have input and kind of ownership of the movement that they're doing, and I find that generation material kind of really helps them own it and make it their own and truly express themselves. And you know, we really are going to see who Sam is from that movement, you know. And I think that's truly what speaks to again, the language of moving and expressing yourself.
Yeah, and that's an incredible opportunity for the students to then get your feedback and maybe help guide them into some places that maybe they haven't, you know, experienced with dance or movement or expression. And I understand too that there's a couple different elements. So maybe we should talk a little bit, because I know that Matthew and Sherry need to take off a little bit early here, about the arena part, a dance performance that's tonight as well. So we can get a preview for our listeners who are putting that down on their calendar. It's tonight, March 16th.
Tonight.
7 p.m. at Arcadia. And I believe that there's no tickets in advance required.
No, we're not charging.
So it's even open to everybody.
We are welcoming the entire community to this, yes.
What a delight. So
yeah, and just let me say quickly, we are really fortunate, Matthew, to have you guys down. If I haven't said that before, I'm saying it now with everybody listening. Folks, go to it. Matthew, your site is arena-dances.org, right? Did I get that
correct?
Right?
Yeah.
And the reason I'm saying that is because I just said to the kids this morning, folks, you're working with a company that is internationally renowned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I got to watch your run through last night, and there are amazing things that happen on this stage, on our stage. It's really cool.
You want to give us a quick preview, Matthew?
Yeah, so it's really trying to just evoke feelings, and it's pretty nostalgic piece of work in my mind. And a little chaotic as well. So it's trying to run the gamut of sensory experience, bringing you back perhaps to memories of childhood, and moving forward into the future of like the hectic kind of sense of how we have to live our lives today to just get by, or, you know, getting work done sometimes feels overwhelming, and how much instant gratification of online shopping or information can be involved, and all displayed through movement and dance. And then the stories of the students, we did interviews with 50 North community, which is really wonderful, and they were so giving to the students, information and stories of the past, which I think is just such a great opportunity for the students to reflect on and find comparisons in their lives, and how the world is so different now. You know, we're talking about some people that maybe didn't have a TV even growing up, and how now we have computers and things like that. So really taking that technology driven world that we're in now and looking back a little bit, and hopefully fostering the sense of saying good morning to people, making eye contact. If I get that from the students' recognition through all this process, I feel like we've won.
That's fantastic. So, what a great experience. And so you're going to be performing tonight. And I really am delighted that you had the time to be able to visit with us for a little bit. I know you've got some things you need to get to, and Sherry's needs to take off as well. So, but we'll keep talking with the students and Bob about this experience. I want to thank you for being a part of the show. I'm going to try your last name, Matt Jenjeski. Did I?
Yes. And can I real quickly just say, I must say a thank you actually to the voters in Minnesota, because the Minnesota True. State Arts Board is what helped us come to Arcadia and Northfield with this a tour grant. And so the Minnesota State Arts Board, with the legacy funds that the state of Minnesota voted on to help support the arts and clean water and nature, is what makes this happen. So
thank you for that shout out, because that is something pretty incredible about our state that makes it value these experiences and gives these opportunities for everyone to experience art. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yes.
Have a great performance tonight, and we'll
thank you so much.
Hopefully talk to you again another time.
All right. Hope to see everybody there.
See you soon, Matthew.
Don't go away, folks. Bye-bye. We're still here on Art Zany Radio and still talking about the Arena Dances performance that will be tonight. And thank you, Sherry, for being a part of the show as well.
Thank you, Paula.
And we were going to continue talking with Sam Quinton and Bob Gregory Bjorklund. I think we should pick up on that part of that he mentioned, the interviews that you did with 50 North. And Quinton, you've been a big part of bringing that to life for the performance through some film pieces. So I'd love to hear more about your experience and how you know, the questions you asked and kind of how you shaped that for tonight's performance. Oh, that was the microphone.
Yeah. So we went out to 50 North and interviewed some of the people there. And we asked them about their childhood and what their life was like back in high school. And we asked them things like, where did you hang out and who were your friends growing up and what they wanted to be when they grew up. And we interviewed a man named Gordon, who had grown up on a farm out in Garden City. And so we asked him those questions, and he gave us very cool. It was very cool to talk to him, and he asked us questions as well, like what we wanted to do when we grew up. So we had about a 45-minute chat with him, and then we audio recorded the whole thing, and Josh and I, who I did the project with, decided to do a film, because when Gordon was talking about where he grew up, he compared Garden City to Webster, which is where Josh lives. So we decided to go out to Josh's farm and record some clips of the farm and some clips of Webster and put them together into a film and overlay Gordon talking about his childhood with clips of that farm.
So how is that going to be incorporated into the performance tonight? That's kind of an exciting piece of that.
Yeah, it'll be played or projected onto the background of, like, the whiteboard type thing.
So the flats in back of the stage,
the flats, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. It'll be projected up there.
That's an incredible thing to be able to hear those stories, but then turn that into a piece of art and to have that performed. And it sounds like, it just from looking at your face light up as you talk about that interview, it must have been a pretty incredible experience to hear about that life that he had and compare it to Josh's life now.
Yeah, it was really cool. He talked about traveling when he got older and all the stuff that he did, and like when they went down to Mankato to hang out and go to the movies and
like
get
that
a root
was a big
beer.
Deal.
Yeah.
And get
really
a root
cool.
beer. I love that part.
Right. Because you do think about how much that would have been. What years was he growing up on the farm?
He graduated high school in 1957.
Okay. So that's, gosh, that's actually like my parents' age.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Mom.
And by the way, there will be 6 different stories.
Yeah, so let's hear
our students.
Yeah, hear a little more about that. I don't know if maybe you want to introduce those, because you'll know more about those. So there's a section that is mm-hmm. going to be the arena dance performance.
Yeah, and actually the Matthew has done a really nice job in wrapping our kids into that performance. So it's very much one piece, I don't think I'm going to tell you about all the others, partly because I don't remember them, honestly. but also maybe to give people a surprise. But they're interviews of revered citizens, Matthew described them as, which
yes.
which I can qualify for that now, can't I?
You're getting
okay,
there.
Okay, good. Hooray. Yeah, I'm getting there. Thank you for being nice, Paula.
Well, I didn't want to, you know, you're still a youngin. Still a youngin.
Yeah. I watched these our students sit in, you know, do these interviews along with members of the dance company. So Matthew has a company of six who will be dancing tonight, and I think five of them were there for the interview. So they partnered with our students, which is always fun to see. That's part of the value of this whole process. It's so much more than just the performance piece for our kids. It's spending time with these professionals who are also good teachers. I said to them last night after they finished their run through, I said, I just want to thank you for the way you've been working with our kids. I've said this before. Not all people who are great artists are also great teachers. And these guys, would you agree with me? You guys, they've done really well with you.
Yeah, I've definitely enjoyed working with Arena Dances.
And how long is this residency? When did it begin?
I think that was our third Thursday,
yeah,
yesterday.
The whole thing spans a little less than a month. And the Arena Dances folks have been in kind of once a week. It started with... We get our own private performance from Arena Dances, just like we did with Rogue Valley. You know, they'll come in and perform and talk a bit about themselves and then say, now who wants to work with us? So that we started with that, and then Matthew or members of the company have been in every week since then.
What a great thing that is. And
yeah.
I do often think when you hear about those opportunities, and maybe it's a good thing to have the students just be one-on-one with the artists and not recognizing what their world is outside of that space.
It's an interesting thing to work with students, and you guys know I love working with you, but students don't necessarily understand the artist that they're working with and the level that that artist works at out in the bigger world. Think about Dessa,
mm-hmm.
for instance. You know, if you know Joe Koala, think about the level he works at. And these folks come in, and I really like this. Our students experience them as people, not just as artists. So I really like that. At the same time that I want to say, hey, these guys are really good.
Exactly. You know? The amazing experience. And this is, like we mentioned, a shared experience because everyone is invited to see the performance that they
yeah.
have worked on together. That is at Arcadia tonight, Arena Dance performance with the students. And as you mentioned, it's integrated. They've
mm-hmm.
done a whole program for everybody. There's other parts to it. We mentioned there's some readings, a little bit of how, you know, you learned a little bit about how to bring something to the stage. Is that what I understand too?
Yeah, it's been a quick process. So Quentin and Josh have created a film. One of our this was my theater class that took on this project of doing the interviews. So we've got two different films. Then we have, I think, four people who are on stage, and they've condensed all of their interview transcripts down to about a 1 to 2 minute a reading that they'll do. Yeah, so they've needed to work on projection and all of those good things. That's the main thing in this case. So it's not taking on a character as much as doing a reading.
Right, and
yeah.
So it's and this whole idea, I don't know how much has the focus been on thinking maybe a little in a bigger terms of the ideas behind the Main Street Project. What it says in the paperwork is that it explores how current attitudes, relationships, and habits have changed in an information-driven technological world. And I thought that was a really a big question to consider. And I love that you did the interviews to sort of give that perspective. I think, you know, my kids don't I mean, they don't know a world where you can't just ask Siri, or you can't just Google it, or you can't just look up a photo, you know, hear about some crazy animal, and instantly they can see video of that creature. And it's a big difference in the world. So how much reflection have either of you, Quentin or Sam, been able to do about those ideas that Matthew was talking about in his introduction, of being able to work from his condo in one room, not interacting with anyone, just his computer? Has that been part of your process in thinking about this piece? I know they're fighting about the microphone. So.
This is a really good question. And I'll preface it by saying, so you haven't seen all of their performance. Some of the things that I saw last night that give us much more of you know, some of those images and things to think about.
Mm-hmm. And so that might be part of the follow-up process, but maybe
we're working them with Arena Dances a couple more hours today before the performance.
True. Yeah.
And so we haven't actually seen all of it yet. We just know our parts.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have noticed these trends of how like technology's influencing people's lives, and you can be more distant because of that in my life. The main piece I have done for this performance has been working with my trio to write our names together, and it hasn't really affected how I decided to write my name. So I have noticed these things. With the main thing I've been part of, though, it didn't really affect how I chose to choreograph my name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it'll be, and I'm anxious to see that, because that idea of how do you choreograph your name, I still can't imagine what that might be. So that'll be fun to see.
Let me jump in here. So this is a tangent at best, but I'd like our audience to know that also what I saw last night included quite a few props and very creative use of props. I'm not going to give things away, but I saw people rolling across the stage. I saw people throwing things in the air, dancers I'm talking about. I also heard vocalizations, and I heard voices. I heard voices. That sounds awful. So Matthew's work is very creative and doesn't just stay within, this is dance, now we do dance.
Mm-hmm.
He's extremely creative.
And that's so important for audiences to know, right?
Yeah, so the senses are going to get assaulted from a number of levels tonight.
And that's an interesting thing. And I have to make sure I get this question in, because my son was sitting with me while I was working on this, and we were looking at some of the videos and looking at some of the things of Arena Dances, and I was describing the project, and he was really fascinated about how you might show, because in his words, so this is the question that's courtesy of my son, he said, the internet is kind of taking over the world. So how do you interpret internet usage in your dance, is what he wanted to know. How do you represent that in dance? Because he couldn't quite make the connection. He got the idea that maybe things were changing, but he wasn't sure how then that gets translated to the stage. And so I'm going to put that out there for folks to think about, how might you do that? Or what freedoms have opened up in you about how dance can be used to communicate? Quentin's got an idea.
Go at this.
I think that at least when I'm thinking about something, not necessarily like what we've been doing with this, but if I'm ever thinking about something that I'm going to like in a way that I'm going to move it, I think of it more as a feeling. Mm. So in whatever way that technology and how it's used today and how it's separated people or brought us closer together, and what that makes you feel, and put that into some kind of movement. And you don't really have to, like, know what you're going to do before you do it. You just have to make a movement, and then you can add on to it and change it as you go along.
That was a brilliant answer. I think because that ultimately is what it, I think Matthew talks about this and the importance of, you know, connecting emotion to movement to, you know, bring that to life. And that's exactly what you were referencing too, that idea. Because ultimately that's, dance is a way of communicating and expressing.
Yeah, definitely.
To me, something that's really fascinating about dance, and I don't know, I'm thinking this for myself, that of the performing arts, to me, dance is the art that's most open to interpretation. That's how I feel when I'm in the audience. And so last night in the run that I saw, I saw and I felt conflicts. I saw and I felt, I want to use the word soaring. There's a section that the audience will see and hear and, or see particularly tonight, that I think can start to address emotionally some of the things that you were talking about. But I sit in the audience and sometimes I need to say to myself, Bob, keep your mind open. Okay? Just keep thinking. Mm. All right, what do I make of this? You know, Matthew obviously had a vision and has a vision that may not be what I experienced in the audience. And from what I've heard from people like Matthew and Sherry is, that's okay.
That's a really important thing to say, because yeah. It is one of, and this happens, I think, in all art forms. Somebody as the audience who wasn't a part of the creative process can say, well, I don't get it. You know,
yeah.
But it's okay, because there's not one way.
Right.
There's not necessarily always like a mathematical problem that you're solving, an answer that has to come through.
Mm-hmm.
That it's about making that connection and, as you said, being open to that possibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
And letting, even, you know, whether you're listening to an orchestra, looking at a painting, all of those things are about you and the artist having a conversation, really. That's how I like to look at
mm-hmm.
it.
Yep.
And I think that's pretty incredible. And the fact that you've had this conversation with the arena dancers, what are some of the pieces that you'll take away from this experience that will stick with you? Or what are some of the things that are standing out from how you've engaged with these professional dancers?
I think I'll take away how... like, it's part of their creation process. Like, Sherry, we have done lots of open things with Sherry, especially, like, in class, and we're just experiencing movement or experimenting. But then when we do a dance piece together, most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, it'll be something she's prepared beforehand, and she's teaching us, and then we do that as best we can. And I've always... and sort of curious, like, how does she plan these things out? And I've asked her about this, and she's, you know, answered it to an extent. And I've liked how this was created, like how we approached it, by just like, start with this one idea, make some movements to fit it, and then expand, like maybe change the movements, add some more. And, you know, we've done that a bit, you know, in class with Sherry, but I liked how this grew on it, at least for me. And I think that's all takeaway, how to sort of just start creating movement.
So that, it sounds like it builds your confidence that you have it in you already, and you just need to, you know, give it, like I think as Quentin was saying earlier, just try to start with one thing, and then you build links and bridges and, you know, just putting pieces together and see how that feels. That's a pretty great thing.
Yeah.
Awesome. How about for you, Quentin? What is your takeaway, and what experiences are you going to stand out for you?
I think just the process of creating, to see them move like that, it's kind of inspiring, and to know that, like, well, okay, then I can probably do that as well, and then, like, go home and, like, just mess around and do some movements and see what I can do, and it's been really, really fun.
Yeah, that's exactly. And you've hit on something that I really value, which is play. I mean, you don't have to always be doing something for the sake of, having it be seen. It can be just for your own pleasure and your own enjoyment. And that sometimes there's some breakthroughs and some pretty profound things.
Mm-hmm.
I think you agree play is pretty important.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anything else we need to tell our listeners? I know you guys need to get back. You're taking some time away from school, and
yeah.
I appreciate that. About the performance for this is the K capstone, would you say, of the residency that you've had with Arena Dances, which we want to give their website again, arena-dances.org, so you can...
And that dash is important, I discovered.
Oh, something else comes up.
Yeah, I went to some other site that wasn't Arena Dances, but...
Right, and Matthew Janjeski is the one, so you'll want to look for his name, too. It is J-A-N-C-Z-E-W-S-K-I, so...
Yes.
In case, I'm sure from my pronunciation, you haven't been able to discern that. It's such a pleasure to be able to have this experience, and it's so delightful that Arcadia shares this with the community.
We're very fortunate to be able to do this.
Right.
And we'd love to have people come see.
And that question of what is Main Street, you know, is so, I think, so relevant to so many of the things. Even if our town has a great Main Street, it would be something I think worth continuing to explore. Like maybe this is just the door that's opening for people to start thinking, well, what does that mean? And how are we using that? And does it really represent all of us? And, you know, can we all gather? Is it a place where we do get to, as Matthew mentioned, greet each other and, come together and make those human connections?
Yeah. Yeah.
And to think about what it was like back when we were all admiring the photo that's in the KYMN lobby this morning, which is from turn of the century. I think it's 1900.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Yeah. So it's, so if you want to come down to KYMN, you can see that what Bridge Square used to look like.
Yeah.
One horse fountain, I think, is in the middle of Bridge Square. A lot has changed. But it's important to be able to have art as a part of our experiences to help process that. Well, folks, it's been a pleasure having you here today. Bob Gregory Bjorklund.
Thanks, Paula.
You're welcome. Quentin Olson, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And Sam Wilmot.
You're welcome.
And I hope we'll get to see everyone here again today.
So can we say, excuse me, can we say quickly, tonight?
Yes, because it is one performance only.
It's tonight, and it's at 7 o'clock, not 7:30, but it's at 7 o'clock.
And so you want to get there a little early to get your seat.
And we enter from the back of the building, for anyone who hasn't been there, 1719 Cannon Road. Ready?
Behind the Perkins.
Quentin, we got to get you trained in on that. 1719 Cannon Road, behind the Perkins. There we go.
That's you better not change that.
I know.
There's no other, we just got to say that.
No, that'd be Kitty Corner from the Safety Center. But
it's more Perkins. Next door to the Safety Center. Okay, Kitty Corner, right. Perkins.
We'll talk.
And the auto body shop is there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, folks, this is Art Zany Radio, and I'm so thrilled that they were able to join us today. I've got a couple of things, and I forgot to print them out, so I'm looking at my phone. I'm going to try and read a couple of things on my Art Happy list. I just got word from Cheryl now that she has a new exhibit opening up at the Landmark Center in the North Gallery. This runs March 22nd through April 22nd. It is Art Plus Mathematics, the Visual and Paper Art of Cheryl Now. And I'm really excited for her to have this exhibit. I love the idea of combining math and art. It brings together two of my favorite things, and I think she does it better than anybody. So she puts these principles of math and geometry into her art. So a great, great experience for everyone to take a look. You don't have to know math to appreciate it. There is a reception on Thursday, March 22nd from 5 to 7 in the North Gallery. And you can, again, that is at Landmark Center, which is located at 75 5th Street West in St. Paul. So what a beautiful opportunity to be able to celebrate with her. And I'm also going to quick mention the Minnesota Book Awards, because those are coming up. I know the tickets are for sale now, and that's one thing that I'm always excited about. And I'm looking for, I have to get the date. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it up. It's April 21st. It's sponsored by the Friends of the St. Paul Public Library, and it's a really great opportunity. There's a couple of events that are happening around that. I'm going to have to give those to you again, but that's something I'm pretty excited about on my Art Happy list. And also I want to say congratulations to all the Raiders teams that are doing so well and having fun in their celebrations of of their competitions and all the opportunities they're having to do their events as well. So there's a lot happening in March, and it's a great time to find your art, find your happy, and of course celebrate spring, because it is coming, and that's a really exciting thing. Folks, you've been listening to Art Zany, and add that into your life this week. And in the meantime, until next time, I hope you enjoy your imagination.
You've been listening to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault.
Connect and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org. Or call 507-645-8888.